Welcome to Lakers Talk with Gerald, episode 185. Disappointed. If you didn't watch that game, you know we lost to the Denver Nuggets in the first game of the Western Conference Finals. It was a game that we actually had a chance to win. At one point, we were down by 21 points, and the Denver Nuggets were just mauling us and tearing us apart in the first half. And then the second half, we actually made adjustments, and we came back to get within 3 points with less than a minute left in the game and had a chance to tie it and possibly go to overtime or possibly win it. But we missed crucial threes and didn't have what it took down the stretch to make that comeback. But some things I want to talk about, that the number one thing that I saw in this game, and it was right from the start, it was the starting lineup. If you don't know, the Denver Nuggets has a very big starting lineup. They have Jokic, who's 7'1", 7 foot 7'1", give or take, right? They have another guy that's 6'10". Then they have Aaron Gordon that's about 6'8". And then their two starting guards is KCP and Harris. And both of those guys are 6'4", 6'5". So, you know, our starting guards, both Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell, 6'4", 6'5". So that part matched up with the guards. You know, then we got Anthony Davis. He's about 6'10". So Jokic is about 7 foot, 7'1". So he's already given up 2 to 3 inches off the top and about 40 pounds, because Jokic is about 40 pounds heavier. So he's a big guy already, right? So then there's LeBron, and then their guy that's 6'10". So that's giving up 2 inches. And so the other guy, our normal starting lineup for most of these playoffs, Vanderbilt was getting the starting nod. And that would have been, you know, three guys on our team, 6'8", 6'8", and 6'10", for our forwards and center. Versus their forwards and center, 7 foot, 6'10", 6'8". We would still have been giving up height. But that's what I thought our starting lineup should have been. That's what everyone I read, you know, before the game, you know, I thought that was common knowledge that, hey, we got to go back to our starting regular lineup. We can't play that small ball lineup that we did on the final game against the Golden State Warriors that helped us close that game out, because Golden State Warriors play small. They play a lot of short guys. They don't have tall guys. We need quick, shorter teams. So that made sense to close out with that. The coach started with that same lineup that he started with closing out game 6 of the Golden State Warriors, with that small lineup, bringing in Schroeder, you know, keeping D'Angelo Russell and keeping Austin Reeves, and then AD and LeBron. And to me, that made no sense when I found out that that's who we were starting. I'm like, wait, what's going on? Why are we doing this small lineup? We already know that the Denver Nuggets they don't just have a big starting lineup. They got big wings that can come off, you know, come off the bench and play. So what is the reason for it just blew my mind. Like, what is the reason? I don't understand. It does not. I don't see the math. It ain't, the math is not mathing. You know, it just wasn't. And then just like I thought, it started on the game and they were just tearing us apart, having switches. Next thing you know, Jokic is on 6'1", Dennis Schroeder in the paint, you know, and every one of those guys, they would just make a switch or two. And now they're attacking Austin Reeves, and now they're attacking D'Lo. And, you know, like I said, they're just bigger and taller. Now, they also had a lot more energy than us. They also was, Jokic was just getting offensive rebounds after offensive rebound. And, you know, like I said, he's a big guy. And he's very, very good with his hands. He's very good about knowing where to be. And he's very, even though he doesn't jump very high, he has high reach and he's quick at grabbing the ball and putting it back up real quick, or getting a tip, you know, or tipping the ball 2 or 3 times and getting it into the basket. So that's what we had to worry about. Even when, you know, in the beginning, in the first quarter, Denver would just get to the basket, and even if they missed, it would draw our big Anthony Davis away trying to block him, and then Jokic would be right there to get the rebound and tap it up a couple times against LeBron, because LeBron's 6'8", and Jokic is 7'1". And so, you know, he's just tap, and tap the rebound in. You know, there you've got one or two rebounds just from that tapping sequence, you know. So, I mean, and it, we were just getting, they were just tearing us apart. And they weren't missing very much in the first half. And then other thing we kept doing is Jokic would try to back down AD, and Dennis Schroeder would try to lead his guy from the top of the key to try to come down quick and to try to double team. But Jokic is so good, as soon as he gets the ball, he throws it back, right back. And he's so precise with his passes. So he'll get it right back to the three-point shooter. And they got plenty of three-point shooters. And Dennis will try to fade back. And then there that guy will throw it back to – it just kept becoming this cat-and-mouse game, basically. And Jokic would always get it back to one of his guys, and they would get wide-open threes. And that's what was happening in the first half, just wide-open three after wide-open three. Because we kept trying to double with a 6'1" guy against 6'5" guys, 6'4" guys. You know, KCP, 6'5". You know, Gary Harris is 6'4". And so even if, you know, like I said, these guys would get in shooting motion wide open, and then here comes 6'1" shooter trying to jump at them. But they already know, like, even if you're jumping at me, you're not even getting close to getting in my view. And so these guys are getting clean looks every time. And that's where I get back to saying, like, man, our regular lineup would have Vando. Yeah, I know he's not a great three-point shooter. Yeah, he's not going to stretch the floor. But that would have prevented us from getting at least super torched on the offensive end. This is my opinion. I've been watching the Lakers. Like, this is my thoughts. This is my opinion. I've been seeing how we've been playing and how we need to play. Vando would have made – he's such a good defensive guy and good instinctual. Let's say he was that guy trying to guard up at the perimeter. That's what I would have wanted for Vando, to guard the perimeter, right? Be at top. That same role where Schroeder was playing. Okay, let's say now Vando tries to come down and help defense from the top and maybe leave the guy a little bit open. He can cover more ground because he's taller. He's 6'8". He's got longer arms. He's got longer, you know, strides. So he can get to – you know, let's say he can get to a little bit and disrupt a little bit with Jokic. And then Jokic throws it back. He can get back quicker. He's just longer arms, quicker reach. He can stretch his arms out and then affect the guy's shot a little bit better or react a little bit better. You know what I mean? Or even if he had to switch on Jokic, that's still better. That's seven, you know, that's a difference of 7 inches and I don't know how many pounds against Dennis Schroeder if he did get switched on Jokic. Now, don't get me wrong. Jokic, pretty much, it was no Laker. Even AD was times that he would just back him down and score on him without much resistance, you know, because he's just so big, you know. There was a couple of times that AD did get a block on him, but that's not going to happen every time. You know, he's just going to keep going down and keep trying and keep trying. So I know you could tell I got a lot of passion and a lot of energy when it comes to talking about that, because to me, we could have made that – that was already well known. That was every analyst was talking about it. I was talking about it. We all knew we couldn't start small. We couldn't play small ball against this team. And then the thing that everybody knew for sure that we couldn't do, he was like, you know what? Let me see if I could just throw it out there. Let me see what happens in a crucial playoff game one in the Western Conference Finals against a team that had the best record in the West the whole year, that's been playing so great. I'm just going to try some small ball lineup, even though I know they got big lineups that can shoot and that can do this and do that. I'm just going to try it. Sure enough, it did not work. It did not work just like we thought. I thought it was common sense, but apparently it wasn't. And we got torched. So the second half, we played more of Hachimura on Jokic, playing a lot, and just let AD play off of him. And with at least three guys that were 6'8 and above. And then, you know, we had Schroeder in and maybe Austin Reeves. So that's going back to more of what I was talking about, having at least three guys that are 6'8". You know, Hachimura is a bigger body than Vando. You know, he has more bulk to him. He's 6'8". So he was able to kind of slow Jokic down enough to where Jokic would back him down. But then when he would go to his turnaround move, AD would come help out and get a block or cause him to do something else. So that started working. We were able to play better defense on the rest of the guys because now, you know, around the board, guys weren't as outmatched in height-wise, you know. And we started coming back. We made a valiant comeback. They were up by like 20 points in the third quarter at one point, and then we got it down all the way to 11, and up to just a couple seconds left in the first half, and then AD was on Jokic at the top of the key, and Jokic just, you know, highly contested shot, hit this high arching shot, long range, and just swishes it over AD. So even AD looked at him like, that's one, we just got to give him that. We played hard defense. He wasn't supposed to make that shot probably 9 times out of 10, but he switched it on us, and that's that. So what are other things I think about this game besides that? I mean, that was my biggest concern right there. Our energy was super low starting off the game. As far as, like, rebound, I mean, they were running up the court every time. Every time we scored, they were sprinting back. We were just kind of jogging back. And they would go straight to the basket every time and either get a layup. Transition defense was horrible in the beginning. And we were just kind of taking the time, jogging back. They're not going to try to score on us. You know, they're not going to try to rush back. And that wasn't the case, you know. We needed to play with a sense of urgency right from the start. And instead, we kind of waited till almost halftime or the second half to really start playing like that. Other thing, you know, like I said, we're going to have to make an adjustment. Next game, I really hope that we don't start with a small ball lineup. I hope that he starts with Bando and back to our normal lineup or Hachimura. I mean, I say maybe you start with Bando and then bring Hachimura in pretty fairly quickly into the game. Maybe, you know, maybe 4 minutes, 5 minutes in, something like that. So even with all that, everybody, like, we still had a chance to win this game. It was looking like it was going to be over. It was just going to be a blowout. But the Lakers actually gave us hope. Austin Reeves started hitting three-pointers. We started getting defensive stops. LeBron James is getting drives to the basket. And let me, I'll be remiss if I don't mention AD, who is outstanding. Excuse me, I should have said his name first. AD had over 40 points in this game. You know, he had two blocks. He had 10 rebounds. But, I mean, point-wise, he was just on point. He was very efficient, getting his baskets, scoring, keeping us in the game, being a monster that we needed him to be offensively. And, you know, it helped with Austin Reeves start getting in action. He ended up having 23 points. LeBron James, like I said, was getting – he was able to score inside, you know, take advantage. He would make a switch, get on a smaller guy like Gary Harris, about 6'4", 6'5", and he would just back those guys down, use his strength and use his advantage, and he would either score or get fouled and then go hit the free throws. So that was working for us. That was good. That's the adjustment I think we need to make. We need to play big. And even guys like Hachimura was getting post-game interview. He said the exact same thing. He said, you know, yeah, the coach actually talked to me about guarding Jokic and, you know, playing them. They got big guys. He said every one of their guys, he said their starting guard is 6'6". Every one of their guys seems to be 6'6 and above, 6'8", 6'10". He said we need to play big against them. And so that reiterated what a lot of us thought, what I thought, even before the game started. But, hey, you know, we didn't make that adjustment till second half. But and then Coach Ham, they interviewed him post-game, and they asked him, did he think their height difference had a big advantage on us? And to my amazement, he said, no, that really, the biggest thing I saw was just that, you know, it wasn't that we were – their height was having an effect on us. It was more so that we weren't hustling and getting, they were getting a lot of open rebounds and getting to the ball, and we weren't just hustling. Now, yes, that's true. We were not hustling in the beginning. That's very true. But it's also true, two things can be true at the same time. It can be true that we weren't hustling, but it also could be true that they were super aggressive and going, and every starter on their team was super aggressive, and they would get switches on us, and they would go straight to the hole, not fearing anything, because they know all we got is one shot blocker, and that's AD, and Jokic is pulling them out to the three-point line or to the middle of the court. And so they know they can just go to the rim because there's no rim protection. And that's what they were doing, and they were hustling hard. You know, they were like, oh, shoot, these little guys, they can't do nothing with us. So we know that they don't have interior defense like that. And so that, to me, that gave them, like, confidence to just play harder, you know, and to go into us and know that we couldn't really do much with them. And know that even if AD does try to block, they got other tall guys that can get the second rebound. So, to me, that was a thing. So it kind of blew my mind. Like, he didn't really take accountability that, maybe it was, I tried to. I was hoping he was going to say something like, hey, I thought this small ball was going to line up. Maybe, to say how he thought the small ball lineup was going to work. Like, hey, I thought by playing the small ball lineup, it would throw them off in this way or throw them off in that way. It didn't. So then I had to go big and that worked. And so now we're going to see what we got to do. But no, he more of just like, just kind of defended his choices of like, their height didn't really affect us. So that kind of like shows, either A, lack of awareness or lack of accountability or one of the, not both, Like maybe he just didn't want to be accountable for it. And, he still believes that he made the right choice, but I don't. So please, Darvin Ham, if you hear me. Not being rude or anything, but please don't start that same small ball lineup. Don't start three guards and, just don't do that, please. Please start either Vando or Hachimura, somebody else, and so we can have at least three forwards out there and two guards to start this game or some other combination of that. You know what to do. I mean, I'm not experienced. I've never been a coach. I'm just a fan. I just watch. I'm just telling my opinion and my thoughts. And, it just seems like that's what we need to do. So, yeah, the next game is going to be on Thursday. Going to be a big game. I hope we figured out what adjustments. I think we figured out how we need to play, that we need to play hard. We can't just be jogging up the court. LeBron James even said it himself after the game that we got to start off with the high intensity from the beginning. We can't wait to make a push and let them get up with us because, had we not let them get a crazy start on us and made those adjustments sooner, we probably would have won the game, especially the way we played in the second half. But, we just got to come out right from the start with aggressiveness, with a sense of urgency and all that. So stats, as I mentioned, Anthony Davis had 40 points. He had 2 blocks, 3 steals, 10 rebounds, 14 out of 23 field goals, so efficient, very efficient. He was 11 for 11 on his free throw attempts, so pretty damn good. He played 42 minutes out of 48. LeBron James helped out with 26 points. He had 12 rebounds, 9 assists, so he damn near had a triple-double himself. He had 1 block shot. He was 9 out of 16, so for the most part, efficient, but he was 0 for 4 from three-point range. So his threes down the line did not connect. Him and D. Russ both were 0-for for three-point range. D'Angelo Russell was 0-for-3. He didn't play as much in the second half because he really wasn't being effective defense on the defensive side of the ball, and he wasn't really hitting too many of his shots, especially now the three-pointers, and we just needed defense, really. So next in line was Austin Reeves, had 23 points, 8 assists, 2 rebounds, 7 out of 14 from the field, 42 minutes of play. Now, he was the one that helped us a big time in that second half by hitting 5 out of 9 three-pointers. 5 three-pointers. That was big for us. Definitely big time, 23 points. Dennis Schroeder had 6 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds. He was 2 for 2 from three-point range. And then off the bench was Hachimura, was our big plus there. He playing 28 minutes, mostly in the second half. He had 17 points. So he was efficient offensive too. 8 for 11 field goals, 1 for 1 from three-point range. And Walker played off the bench, ended up scoring 6 points in 20 minutes. 2 steals, 2 rebounds. He was 2 out of 6 field goals, but 2 out of 4. So overall, look at this. Our field goal percentage, we were 54%. Field goal as a team, and from three-point range we were 11 from 24, so that's 45%. Free throws 88%, 23 from 26, so it shows that we can score on this team. We didn't have no problems for the most part. 54% shooting is great from three-point range. 45%, 45.8, that's amazing. Free throws also 88%, that's great. Yeah, so we just got to be our energy. The offensive rebounds is where they killed us. We need to get those rebounds. We can't let them have second, third chances. But even looking at their percentages, we didn't They shot 54% from the field also. They shot 46.9% from three-point range. And they shot 77% from free throw line. Now, you know, most of the whole playoffs, we had a free throw advantage over all the other teams. Now, in this one, it was a lot closer than any of the games we had played for the most part that we were averaging. We shot 26 free throws. They shot 22. Usually, we have a gap of at least 10 to 15 more free throws. So, I just think we need to be more aggressive from the start. We need to play bigger. We need to play with a sense of urgency. We need to play, throw other bodies at Jokic and don't start off and just have AD try to do that the whole time. And we need some of our guards to step up. Yesterday, it was Austin Reeves that stepped up. And he pretty much, you know, towards the beginning, he was kind of like, eh. And in the second half, he kind of really came alive. And we need D-Russ, you know. Even though he didn't play in that second half, we do need Russell to start, hopefully get hot, start making some shots, have an effect in his game, and get some deflections and steals on defense. And Lonnie Walker going to play. I don't know if we're going to bring in other guys that haven't played yet. I don't know if it's going to be need for Winnie Gabriel or Troy Brown. I'm not sure. We're going to see. Guys, we got to get this next victory. It's going to be on Thursday. It's every 2 days now. Thursday in Denver. I think we got it figured out. I think we got a good thing, but no game is given. Denver are going to make adjustments too, just like we're going to make adjustments. And so we're not going to be sure how they're going to play the next game. Even if we do play them well, let's say we figure it out and it's a close game, they still could win at the end on some shot or a free throw or this or that. You know, so we can't take it lightly and say, oh, we just got them figured out. We got this now. No, we got to come in, sense of urgency, try to just be on it, play hard. You know, and then, you know, once we get a victory, then we can talk about the next game. You know, we only can take one game at a time. Get this victory, game two, that'll make everything good from the first game. We'll be able to go back home to the Crypto.com arena with the series tied at 1-1, having now taken the home court advantage away from them. So that would be amazing. I haven't lost encouragement because what I saw in that second half gave me plenty of hope and encouragement that we have what we need to beat this team. So let's see if we can get it done, everybody. Laker Nation, let's go. That's going to do it this episode. Lakers Talk with Gerald, episode 185. I'm officially out.